No, it was get in out the of process of uploading.
Mike's famous. His fame is exploding. He's spending big money on groceries. You know what I mean? I'm getting to hang out with people that I've only read about on the SPLC website. It's even mentioned by the ADL somewhere. I'm standing next to them at rallies, protecting statues with them. You know, it was a freakout, man. You know, I was a huge James Mason fan. That's the first Nazi that I would say out of all the white supremacists that I met, that I was starstruck. We're going to hang out with James Mason tonight, you know? And he walks into the room and I look at him. I'm not bullshitting him. And I said, it's Hawaii. It's a whirl or whatever. I seen it. It was Hawaii. We started kicking it and he was like a mad, hateful man, which was, you know, right up my alley.
I'm one of the baddest white supremacists of all time. I'm one of the best writers and one of the best looking Nazis you ever done seen. Hold my me, bitch.
He'd walk up to any mail carrier and lick the whole side of their face, man.
I'm James Mason, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
We got closer, started hanging out. Mike, he didn't do any of this shit. So at night, when Mike would sit at the cock table trading crypto, we'd be getting crazy and wild. And if I was hanging with James, he'd sting with me where he would just... He's always nagging me, man. I don't know what started it.
You know, hanging out with the big Jew haters. You know, Jesse didn't know. He was doing anti-Semitic things, and I had to straighten him out. Sometimes, I had to go upside his head.
Things escalated to the point where, you know, like, he got too familiar. I ended up having to physically punish him, man, you know? Like, because he would infight. Habitually, he is a habitual infighter. First time, you know, I had to end up physically punishing him, we went to Charlottesville. We walk up into the VIP section. I'm looking around to see who's there. I'm looking at the 2Ds, the waifu pillows and everything, and all of a sudden I hear someone go,
Jesse! That was cold-blooded!
He had this ring on to commemorate this book he had put out called Siege.
And this was imprinted on that white head of his for at least a week.
Siege!
Mike and everybody else thought that this was the funniest shit. And so that put me in this like, Donkey Kong disposition where I'm like, yeah, this is James Mason. He's this famous racist.
I'm James Mason, bitch. This is an insurrection, bitch.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I actually went there. Maybe I shouldn't do nothing. But my WN 1.0 side was going like, yo, stop the spurg out right here. What the fuck is wrong with it?
I'm revolting. I'm just getting started, bitches.
He totally just wrote me off like I'm that Anglo the Negon.
What? He's gonna smack me back? I'm James Mason. He's Jesse Dunstan.
I waited because I knew what compound he was in. Mike and Strike left to go record a 6-hour podcast head ownership. So they'll be right there. Shot up to the compound, went down to his basement and knocked on the door.
So he comes in there and I said, look, bitch, I'm James Mason. Smacked him. Oh, Jesse Dunstan!
He had his hand cocked, thrown out the right hand. And when he was coming for it, just came kapow! Caught him with the front.
Jesse's like he gave me some kind of Steven Seagal roundhouse kick or something.
Kick the shit out of him. I knocked the wind out of him, and he screams out,
Spurgs!
And then two of them come running into the room, both consumed by the ravages of Georgia. James had slumped over by the fertilizer and coffee grinders.
Now, optics cut. The tables are turned. Do with them what you like.
You motherfuckers take one more step. I'm kicking this spurg into the goddamn fertilizer. You know you were wrong for infighting me earlier. Look at what you did to my face.
I'm sorry, Jesse Dunstan. It was an accident. I was having too much fun. Offer you a truce. The clearest of the clear. You want to do some meth with your old boy, James Mason?
Die. My forehead is hurting, man.
Now that you mention it, I think I may have been gympacted, but I got the medicine. Bitch, come over here and convert Jesse Dunstan to Islam. I'm James Mason, bitch.
That was how that particular infight ended. But it wasn't the last time I had to physically punish his ass.
Don't you think Jesse's a little old to be taking Krav Maga? He was probably taking it with little kids. Yeah, Jesse whooped my ass in his dreams. I told you Jesse has memory hold this in his head. I'm telling you the real red pills.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Was that Weave?
Yes, it was Weave.
Oh yeah, that was Weave.
I'm honored.
Absolutely. I knew that was Weave. I don't recognize any of the other voices other than DeMarcus.
DeMarcus.
Who else was in there? Or was DeMarcus two people?
That was just me. I could...
I couldn't get someone else to do the bit, or at least like good. We recorded a couple of bits. And
that was really great, man. So, you get Attic Laughlin is killing it. Keep it up, fam. Mike and I can't stop saying.
Mike and I can't stop saying.
Sorry for the F. Like in person with each other, it's too much. Sorry for the F. From last week's skit, it's good stuff.
Actually the Infight Club bit went on the Radical Agenda. We played it.
Oh, good. He's a good sport about it. All right, I was a little nervous, but yeah, that we're definitely.
No, he played the Infight Club, not the Radical Agenda bit. And he actually played the outtake from the Showa because it had your guys' laugh track.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah.
But I'll see if I can. I'll see if I can clean up sort of like the audio levels on this one and in the laugh track a little bit.
Yeah, this is great. It was great. That's going. That's definitely going public on Monday. That was perfect, Brock. Thank you. We got to go though. We're out of time. Thank you for the contribution and the call.
Good day, Goyim.
The Attic Waffen, Jazz. Holy shit, Jazz. Thank you, Ethnark. Thank you. Everybody who called in, thank you. To Moonman, the robotic call screener, thank you. We're going to get out of here till next week. Bash the Nation this weekend. Halberstram's back. Of course, another paywall show tomorrow. Get in there.
That's right.
That's right.